The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:10 now. Newell Normand is with us just in time to talk with Danny Griffin, owner of Pipes or Us Plumbing. But first, Newell, tell me about the drive-in.
Wasn't bad at all. I think people are heeding the advice of the officials, which is good. Probably from Metairie to here. I went down Metairie Road to Canal to Magazine to the office here. I didn't see 10 cars. And most of the vehicles that I saw were actually NOPD automobiles with their lights on. So I think folks are heeding the advice of officials. It was snowing hard, a lot harder than it is right now. But, you know, no problems, didn't slide or anything. And, you know, if you keep it below 25 miles an hour, you're good.
You've not seen any big flaky things like the big giant wet flakes like we had in Christmas of 04 yet,
no,
have you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, one of the concerns I have, and as we are joined now by Danny Griffin, owner of Pipes or Us Plumbing. How you doing, Danny?
Doing good. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I think you know Newell Normand, don't you?
Danny, what's going on, man?
Yeah. How you doing, bud?
Yeah, Danny saved me so many times. He's now a lifeguard in my family.
I don't know. I was telling Newell beforehand, I don't know what's worse, trying to get a piece of plywood before a hurricane or a piece of galvanized pipe after a freeze, because true story, Harry's Ace Hardware in Algiers years ago, I saw a fist fight break out over like a 2-foot nipple, half-inch galvanized pipe. And Danny, you know well how desperate people can get after a freeze happens. So I guess the first thing is to prevent it, right?
Absolutely. You know, I tell everybody that preparation is key. You know, it's something that you want to make sure you get done as far as wrapping your pipes, that kind of thing, running your water, you know. But when it drops down a below 20, you know, unfortunately, not much can help.
Yeah. Danny, if you would, for the listening audience, there's three types of water heaters, right? Gas, electric, and tankless. And the preparation is a little bit different for each one, right?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because actually I saw something recently where they were talking about an outdoor gas tankless to wrap it. And actually that's the most dangerous thing you can do, because the vent is on the water heater itself. So if you wrap it, you're keeping all that carbon monoxide inside of it. The best thing to do is to just drip your water. But most outdoor tankless gas water heaters have a safety in them to where if it drops down to below freezing, it actually kicks on, a heater element kicks on to keep your tubes from not freezing.
Wait, I lost track. That's the hot water heater that's
the kind you have, Tommy.
The tankless water heater that's outside.
Yeah.
It's mounted outside. And that the only thing, and I'm trying to think when they installed it, I'm in the middle of something here. I'm sorry, Newell. I was half listening. Thank you, Newell, for covering my behind, as he always does. You know what happened? I got out over my skis.
You did.
And
again,
all appropriate,
and there's
on
snow
a day
outside,
like today.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, but anyway, seriously, Danny, so it's mounted outside. They said they put insulation on, I guess, the pipes leading from the supply into the water heater. So do I have any concerns as far as the water heater goes? It's mounted on the outside?
You know, it depends on, you know, the year that it was built or manufactured. Within, you know, 10 years or so,
it was
newer, they have the elements that will heat them up. And some of them, like I said, they go down way before they'll last or not freeze below zero because they have elements in them that heat them up. Not all of them do, but most of them do, especially the newer ones that you get today. But I still recommend running hot and cold pencil stream the furthest away from the front of your house. And you, that will help as much as anything else will help at this point.
That's what I did. By the way, Noel, do you have a tankless water heater or not?
No, I don't.
That is the best money you will ever spend. Danny, am I wrong?
No, sir. I have one on my house. And I can tell you right now, it is the best thing since sliced bread.
The only thing I can tell you is your water bill is going to go up a little bit. Because you're going to love that hot shower. You are not going to get out of it. You're just going to love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell me about the other types of water heaters Noel brought up, Danny.
Well, you got if you have a tank gas or an electric tank, the best thing you want to do is just keep them running, you know, keep them at a pencil stream, keep it going to where water's just flowing. That's the biggest thing that you want done. And they do have insulation around the tank heaters. So, you know, not to say that it won't burst, but for the most part, the insulation that keeps it for energy efficient will help keep it a little bit warmer and keep it a little bit more insulated.
Danny, there were some folks that were saying turn down the thermostat on a gas heater so it's not running as often. Your thoughts?
You know, a tankless water heater, you have to have so many GPMs before it'll fire up. So if it's on a pencil stream, it's not going to fire. The gas won't come on it. On your tank, you're really going to be at a minimum of running water. I mean, if you feel better, you want to turn it down, you can. But it's really not going to fire up that much because you're only running a pencil stream.
And is there any difference between electric and gas? For instance,
not really.
Let's look at it from the context of turning our water off. So we turn the main off to the house. Anything you need to do?
Okay, if you're going to turn your water off to your house, the biggest thing that you want to do if you have an electric water heater is turn the power off to it, and a gas one you want to turn down to vacation. Because if it siphons when you turn the water off, then what it could do is take the water out of the water heater, and you can what they call dry fire, electric one, and it'll burn the elements up if there's no water in it. With gas, you're talking about something that's going to be cooking with no water in it. It could just be dangerous. So if you decide you want to turn the water off and drain it down, please make sure you have power off to your electric, and please make sure you put at least your gas on vacation.
Let me read a couple of texts here if I can. We're talking to Danny Griffin, owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing. My father in Araby texted me, said he's running water on two of his outside faucets, one by main water line, other farthest away, but the other one on side has no water, kind of early for pipe to freeze. Is that an issue once we thaw?
Well, the thing is that you really don't want to run your outside spigots. You want to run something on the interior so everything will flow through. Running that on the outside is just going to cause that to freeze. If it's running on the inside, then, you know, it's going into the sink and you don't have to worry about it freezing.
All right, another text zooms in. By the way, let me open the lines here, 504-260-1870. Danny Griffin, nice enough to give us some of his time, owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing. My water heater is in the attic. Do I need to run my water during the day today if I'm at home?
If anything that's going to be well below freezing, I would sit there and say something. If it drops below 27, 26 degrees, I would always recommend running your water.
If my pipes are in my slab and my outside hose bibs are protected, do I still need to drip faucet?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season two. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom wants to know.
I would say probably not, but it couldn't hurt. If you got a slab that's going to be insulated, the outside is insulated to the elements, you're really not going to have any problems as long as you have heat going in your home. But again, on safety side, why not?
Somebody texts in and says, what happens if the water stops flowing? Now, that happened to me Saturday morning, but Sunday morning in Belchase, but somebody hit a fire hydrant, Danny, and I was freaking out. I thought, wait a minute, what are we talking about? Freezing? It's 50 degrees. It can't be freezing. But in this instance, I guess it could be. What's the temperature right now? 20-something? Where are we at?
27.
27. Is there a temperature, Danny, at which you guys as plumbers say, uh-oh, here we go?
20 degrees or below, it could be catastrophic.
Okay.
Once it hits 20 degrees, it's in a situation where there's not much most people can do, and you're going to wind up having some burst pipes.
Even if the heat is on in the house?
Well, no. If it's out to the elements, it's under a raised house, or if it's in an attic that's not, you know, have any heat to it. Any place that doesn't have a heat source, and it could get down below 20, that's where you're going to have a problem. Like I said, it's going to be in the attic because 9 times out of 10, you know, the roof line's not obviously insulated, and then you're still going to get the same weather that you, or as far as temperature inside that you would get outside. Anything exposed to the elements is where it could be a problem. But if you have a slab or if it's inside of the house and the heat's on, you really won't have a problem with that.
Somebody wants to know about opening the attic hatch to keep pipes in the attic warmer.
I would recommend just running water. I mean, I really wouldn't worry about heating your attic. But, I mean, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, that would be fine. But at the end of the day, if you just run your water and it's inside, you should be fine.
So if the water stops flowing, can you do anything at that point other than wait for it to, or should you go
wait
looking for it
to thaw out?
Okay.
That's all you're going to be able to do. I mean, you know, we tell some people that if it's just your water service going in your house and you want to take a hairdryer and try to heat it up to get the water flowing, you can try that. Just keep the hairdryer away from any water coming out. But besides that, you're going to have to wait.
Yeah, I was watching a movie the other day. I forgot what the movie was, but the kid almost burned a trailer down using a torch to melt a frozen or to try to block the ice jam in a frozen pipe. That's not a good idea ever, is it?
I don't recommend anybody who's not used to using a torch by any means.
All right, somebody said if I just turn water on for 10 seconds every hour, will that do it?
It depends on how cold it gets. I mean, I think that we're supposed to be getting into the lower 20s, and you got to leave it running. It has to have flow going through it at all times, because if not, it could freeze. So I wouldn't do 10 seconds on, 10 seconds off. I would just go ahead and just leave it run as a trickle. A
lot of friends on the North Shore talk about septic tanks, if you will, and what kind of preparations those people need to do or can do with running water, filling a tank, all that stuff.
I'd be honest, I'm really not familiar with septic tanks because we're here in the city. Mm-hmm. But as far as it goes, as long as you're running water, the tank's in the ground, so it should have some kind of insulation from Mother Nature around it. But again, I'm not a professional on septic tanks, so I really wouldn't be able to tell them.
Are you making any calls today, Danny, at all, or are you guys just shut down waiting for the weather to clear?
We're shut down right now, and I'm glad you asked that question, because if the roads are iced up tomorrow also, we're going to be shut down. I mean, the biggest thing is safety. I don't want my guys on the road trying to run around and, you know, cause accidents or slip and slide for no reason. So as soon as it's safest for us to get back to the shop and get up and running, that's what we're going to be doing.
So let's talk about something I think people don't realize. Sometimes they have detached buildings with toilets, et cetera, that are not heated, and some other things maybe that people don't think of. And I know there's a little bit out of your wheelhouse, but even when it comes to draining pressure washers that are stored in garages and sheds and those kind of things, because if there's ice in there, it can crack, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And another thing that a lot of people don't talk about that should be talked about, if you have a pool, you let your pool run 24/7, because that has water in it that's obviously circulating through your pumps, circulating through your heaters. And if it's freezing your water pipes, it could freeze those pipes also and cause a lot of damage. So what I recommend to everybody, especially, you know, starting this evening, is just let your pool run. And it's the same objective as you letting the water run in your house, is to keep the water flowing. And if you have a toilet that's outside of the detached garage, what we recommend doing is, you know, turning the water off to it, flushing it. If you can get all the water out of it, great. If you can't, just take a little cap of antifreeze and put it in a bowl, and that should help it.
There you go. It's a great idea. Real quick, Noel, I don't know if you have anything else, but after it's over, and I know you'll be back on to help us through this, but what do people need to know if the pipes do freeze, the thing to do after it starts to thaw in water, they find out that they have leaks?
Be patient. Be as patient as you possibly can, because this hasn't happened in quite some time as far as the temperatures. So I have a feeling that it's going to be kind of a lot out there. And what we normally do is we start answering the phone and we take a list. Mm-hmm. And then we send our guys out and they just keep on trying to tackle the list. But the biggest thing is to have patience, because we can only do so much so fast.
You guys are the heroes of the modern world, I'm telling you. I don't mean to be dramatic here, Newell, but you think everything's going well in life until you need a plumber. Then you realize, no, not so much. Hey, Danny, thank you so much. Somebody does want to call you. How do they do it?
504-866-2730.
Thank you, sir. Danny Griffin.
Thank you,
owner.
Danny.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Have a great day.
Appreciate you. You too. Stay safe. Owner of Pipes R Us Plumbing. We're going to talk to Jacqueline Hotard, president of St. John the Baptist Parish, when we come back. Tommy Tucker, Noel Norman might even hang around with us when we come back on WWL.